President John Mahama says there's the need for governments in Africa to put in place mechanisms to fight corruption. Such mechanisms must create more transparency, especially in procurement, so that people who are tendering or bidding know that they can be treated fairly. And fair treatment at all levels, in the view of President Mahama, could drive away investors. President Mahama was answering questions during a presidential panel discussion at the 2014 Africa Global Business Forum in Dubai. He said institutions mandated to investigate issues of corruption should be well resourced.
I want to say that issues of accountability and transparency are much, much better in Africa today than they were in the past. The fact that more African countries are going for elections, more African countries have freedom of expression, more African countries have strong civil society organizations that are willing to speak up when they see, you know, impropriety. It's creating a situation where, you know, you find more transparency and accountability than we had in the past when we had more dictatorships. And so that in itself is creating a much better picture in Africa than existed in the past. But specific to each country, you must have the mechanisms to fight corruption. And I believe that in doing that, you need to put in place the mechanisms that create for more transparency, especially in procurement, for instance. You should put in place measures that make sure that if people are tendering or bidding for a project, they know that they're going to be treated fairly. Otherwise, then it drives away investors. I mean, if I want to bid for a project and I think that it was awarded in a shady manner to some other company, it's going to discourage me. And so I do think that in all our different countries, we are pursuing the fight against corruption in different ways. We all have institutions that are mandated to investigate.
President Mahama also emphasized the need to create an enabling environment where consideration will be given to the private sector to participate in infrastructural development.
As leaders, one of our major preoccupations is attracting investment into infrastructure, because if you must create an enabling environment for people to come and invest, they must have power, they must have water, they must have roads, you know, they must have good health care. I mean, if people will come and, you know, invest and work in your country, they want to be sure that if something happened to them, there's a good hospital they can go to. Most African countries started with very strong state-dominated economies, and it is from the 1980s and 1990s that shift to allow the private sector more space to operate has begun to take place. And so we need to change the legal and regulatory environment in order to create an enabling environment for the private sector to be the dominant force in driving the economy forward. And so I'm not surprised that they flag that too. That's important.
President John Dramani Mahama.